New Age of Influence Show, Episode 34. Raise your standards and universe will meet you there.
Welcome to the New Age of Influence podcast with your host, best-selling author, speaker, and the business owner, Mac Utput. The show designed for the aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners succeed in business and life and take inspired actions, where we cover practical tips and strategies around building your brand, marketing, mindset, personal excellence, and more.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you everyone for joining. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to today's episode. So today's episode, I'm calling it as Raise Your Standard and the Universe Will Meet You There. So it is all about the power that lies within ourselves, where we can start to create a small ripple effect, and that has a potential to create a bigger domino. So here is a true story. One of my friends has been going to the gym. He has caught on to this exercise routine for the last 6 months or so, and he's been diligent. He's been very consistent. I can see he has changed his diet. His sleeping patterns have been all changed. So basically, he's doing all the right things when it comes to exercising. So all the foundational building blocks that are required for getting better or getting the most out of exercising, he's been doing that. And I can really see he's been exerting full of confidence, full of energy. And the transformation that I have seen him is really very positive, very nourishing, and very contagious and infectious. I can see his personality has changed. His overall outlook towards life has been changed. So the net effect is that me, my family, my wife, my kids have been observing him. His before and after lifestyle changes. And he has become part of our routine conversations when we sit down for dinner or when we are kind of having a cup of coffee. And now we've been seriously thinking about, hey, maybe we should join a gym, or maybe we should try to kind of take on some kind of exercise routine, maybe running in the block, or maybe going on a treadmill, or lifting weights, or whatever that might be, right? So this is a small story of a small ripple effect and how it is creating like a positive transformation in a net way, right? So the point here is that many a times we are full of ideas, right? And we sometimes get started, sometimes we don't get started. But the key thing is that small action on a daily basis done over the period of time can produce a significant amount of outcome, significant amount of effectiveness. So this is what the story is all about. Many a times we come up with a lot of excuses, or maybe we procrastinate. So to me, raising standards is a decision, is a commitment, and achieving excellence is a choice. And it starts with kind of feeding ourselves with a small amount of action that is kind of associated with the discipline, the persistence, right? But having said that, this topic does not have to be kind of related to exercise routine. It can range from anywhere, from maybe doing the yoga, maybe doing or taking like a computer language course, or maybe doing a management training course, acting, drama, sports, or maybe becoming a better leader. Anything that we can think about that we are passionate about, we can decide to commit, we can decide to take an action, and then kind of move on from that. So I have actually written a blog, and I also have a vlog called 7 Steps. Do you know what your unique value proposition is? I've described 7 steps where we can kind of come up with our UVP or USP based on our strengths, based on our passion, and then try to inculcate that further. So there are tons and tons of examples, right, where by raising standards, people are able to flock themselves to the leaders who are kind of sitting on the pinnacle in that particular field. So people basically try to mimic the leader's behavior, leader's action, right? So when it comes to sports, many examples like Michael Jordan, Kobe, Steph Curry, LeBron James, David Beckham, Serena Williams, Roger Federer, Rafa, Ronaldo, many examples. If you are thinking about acting, right? Jackie Chan, Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, George Clooney, again, many examples where people kind of try to mimic these people. If you go into the subcontinent, in Asian subcontinent, then the names such as Amitabh Bachchan, Dilip Kumar, Amrish Puri, they're pretty much household names, Sanjeev Kumar. In the chef, you can think about Bobby Flay, Emeril Lagasse, Sanjeev Kapoor. In the cricket, Sachin Tendulkar, Brian Lara. You get the point, right? In the Facebook world, Mark Zuckerberg, right, has transformed the way we kind of socially communicate and interact with each other. Jeff Bezos is a great example of changing the paradigm in terms of the shopping paradigm, right? The way we now shop from the internet. Jack Welch is a great example, right, where he transformed GE, and then he actually produced many leaders, leaders that went on to become greatest CEOs of a lot of other companies. So my parting thought is these people have become household names. So they are kind of personal brand in themselves. So we may not have their aura, we may not have their reach or reputation, but we can always start within our social sphere of influence. Maybe we might be able to influence maybe 5 people, 10 people, maybe 15, 20 people. That may be our reach, that may be our kind of influence. But the net is that you are still kind of bringing out the best in yourselves, and then you are kind of creating kind of great example for other people where they start to follow you, where they start to see better of themselves when they look at you. So this is what my parting thought is. Renew your personal commitment to whatever passion, whatever skill set that you might be hanging on to. Just decide to kind of sow the seed, cultivate it better and better, and then you will see definitely a noticeable change in pattern, change in behavior, and the outcomes that you will be able to produce will be significant over the period of time. So life will happen no matter we like it or not. So unless we carve out a specific niche out of our daily, a specific time out of our daily routines, we are bound to get consumed by the circumstances, the distractions, the routine humdrum of life. So signing off for now, Mac Utpat. If you like what you heard, feel free to comment. If you didn't like what you heard, feel free to also comment. I'm trying to improvise myself with each and every episode. Feel free to connect with me on the social media. All the links are given below. And signing off for now, wishing you all the best with love and respect and gratitude. If you would like to kind of brainstorm or give me a call, you can feel free to reach out to me at 888-365-4535 or just send me an email at makaran@makaranutpat.com. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the New Age of Influence show. It's been a pleasure to have you. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and also share it with your friends and family. If you want to learn more about what we talked today or need any kind of done-for-you services, visit our website at www.macarandoodpat.com or connect with us on social media.